If you'd like to turn in your Bibles with me to the New Testament. Excuse me, I have a bit of a croaky throat this morning. Please turn to the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We're going to read the first 7 verses. This is at the point on Jesus' life when he's preparing the disciples for his imminent death, and he's trying to explain to them that he is going and that he won't be coming back. Sorry, I beg your pardon. He won't be coming back. That he is going, and that what the disciples expected would happen, that Jesus would always be with them, was not going to happen. So let's read together and see what he says. Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus answered them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Amen. And of course, Jesus was coming back. He was coming back to take his disciples to be with him. Before we have our sermon, let's pray together. O God, our Father, grant that in your written word and through my spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. God wants you to make a journey. And God wants you to come home. Life is full of journeys, as we know, and we make them every day. Some of them are short and local, and some of them are longer and overseas, and some maybe are extra long journeys and far, far away. Some are carefully planned and prepared for, and others are frantic and urgent. Many, many years ago, I worked in the aviation world, and I was surrounded by people making journeys. That was what I did all day, every day. People were making journeys for business, to do meetings. Perhaps they were making a journey that was long awaited to visit family or loved ones abroad, and the days leading up to it had been ticked off on the calendar, and full preparations had been made. Or perhaps people were on a journey to a holiday in a foreign country. But many, many journeys were unexpected and urgent. Many followed on from unexpected bad news, and people were frantically making a journey to reach the bedside of a loved one to get there in time. The circumstances varied with everyone that was making journeys, but the one thing that united every traveller was that each was on a journey and each was away from home. The Israelites were on a journey as well, and they were on a mega journey through the desert, and they were going towards the land that God has promised to give them. But they had been going round in circles for many, many years. But now God is about to take them on the final stage of the journey into the new land that he has promised them. And this will be their new home. Every journey starts somewhere. So this morning I want you to use your imagination, and we're going to think about an imaginary journey. One that starts in a bleak and a barren land. This is a wasteland, And it's the place where we now live. This is a place without hope. There's no colour in this bleak place. There's no joy, no life, and no rest. You know that you're merely existing here. You're an alien here. You know you don't belong. And you yearn to be somewhere else, anywhere else, that you can find your home. Well, the Israelites are also aliens in their desert wasteland. They don't belong there. And they are longing to cross over and to reach their new home. Their forefathers had rebelled and sinned against God. And so, to this point, God has not allowed the people to cross over into the new land. But now the time has come. Joshua has been appointed and charged by God with leading the Israelites on the final stage of the journey, across the River Jordan and into the new land that God is giving them. They are going home at last. And perhaps, like the Israelites, you feel that you're wandering in a desert this morning. Perhaps it's a spiritual wasteland. You feel rootless. You lack direction. You don't know where you're going. You know you're unfulfilled here. And you know that you're lost. Maybe in material terms, you have everything. You have a good job. You've got status. You've got plenty of money and possessions. You've got a good family. You've got health. But that deep sense of emptiness never goes away. You long for something more, but you don't know what it is. You're yearning to find your true home. Now, I remember a time in my life when it seemed like I had it all. I lived overseas. I had an exciting job flying across the world, visiting exotic lands that most people only saw in an atlas. I was staying in the best luxury five-star hotels. I was well paid, and I had everything I wanted in material terms. But I was empty inside. And I remember my friend and I saying to each other numerous times, there has to be more to life than this. There was the yearning inside us that couldn't be met by all the exciting things that were going on in our lives at that point. We were lost and we were yearning to find a true home. Let's go back again this morning in our minds to our imaginary journey. Picture again the bleak wasteland that we're living in. That place that we long to leave, the place we long to escape from. Imagine finding a postcard there lying on the dirty, damp, dark ground. And the picture on the postcard is bright blue skies, sunshine, bright flowers, smiling people. You've never ever seen a place like this before, but immediately you know that this is the place that you were created to be. This is where you want to be, and a yearning to be there fills every part of your being. You realize that nowhere else is going to satisfy you. If only you could get to this colourful, bright place, you know that you'll be home. Now, the Israelites know all about the land that they're going home to. It's their new home. It's the promised land. It was promised to their forefathers. It's the land of milk and honey. And it's so much better than the desert where they are. And now, at last, the time has come to embark on the final stage of the journey home. Joshua has been charged to lead the people into the promised land, into their new home. They must obey Joshua's instructions completely and follow his lead in everything. God is giving the Israelites this land. It's a gift from him. And they must trust him to fulfill his promise to give them this promised land, because they don't have the power or the strength in themselves to take possession of their new home. They must step out in faith. But they are going home at last. Now, the Israelites were going to an actual land. It was a new home, and it was offered only to the Israelites. However, now God offers a new home, a spiritual home, to everyone. This spiritual home is a good place. It's a place of rest and peace, and it's a place of fellowship with God. It's the home that you and I were created to be in. Nowhere else will satisfy us, because this is our true home. We've had a wee glimpse of home, so how do we get there? Well, let's continue on our imaginary journey. Picture again the wasteland where we live. Remember the picture postcard? Well, there's a message written on it, and this is what it says. Would you like to live in this bright land? If you would, then go to the airport and pick up a flight ticket. It's already paid for, and it has your name on it. It's for a one-way journey to your new home. Wow, imagine. What are you going to do? You long to make the journey to your new home, but you're afraid of flying. What are you going to do? Is there no other way that you can get to this new land? Is there no other way that you can make that journey to your new home? The Israelites also long to make the journey to the new land, to their new home. And there's only one way for the Israelites to reach the new land, and that is to cross the River Jordan. There is no other way to reach their new home. They must do exactly as God instructs. They must step out in faith and put their trust in God. Do you think they would have been afraid? Well, I'm certain that they were afraid. I know I would have been afraid. But do you notice how many times God commands Joshua to be strong and courageous? Many battles will lie ahead for the people before they will take full possession of the new land. God has promised to go with them, but they must play their part by being obedient and by stepping out in faith. So this morning in Money Dig, if you want to journey to your new home, to your spiritual home, you must play your part by stepping out in faith. There is only one way to journey from the wasteland that you now live in to get to your new home. You must put your trust in Jesus and follow him. God has charged and ordained Jesus as the only way to come to himself. Sin and rebellion have exiled you from God. They have exiled everyone from God. And in yourself, in myself, and in ourselves, we can never restore that broken relationship. But the good news is that Jesus took your sin, and he took my sin, and he took our sin on himself when he died at Calvary. He took your punishment, and he took my punishment, and he took all of our punishment on himself when he hung on that cross. And he took upon himself mankind's exile from God. And so, by trusting in Jesus and by following him, you, me, we can be restored to God and come to live in our new home. We read earlier in John's Gospel, probably the most well-known verses from the New Testament, where Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let's return for a final time to our imaginary journey. Think again about the message written on the postcard, about the prepaid flight ticket in your name. This is your opportunity to make that journey to your true home. This is the only way to make that journey. Will you overcome your fear of flying? Will you step out in faith? Will you trust that aeroplane to do what it's designed to do and to take you safely from the wasteland to your new home? Or will you stay put where you are, in the wasteland, the bleak and the barren place, the place without hope? Will you make that journey to come home to God? Earlier, I told you about a time in my life when I was lost and living in a barren wasteland and yearning for something more, for a new home. And by stepping out in faith and trusting Christ, I did come home to God. My journey started over 35 years ago, and my home is now in the bright, colourful place with rest and hope. And even though I have faced many battles, and still do, I have found him to be a faithful friend and a loyal protector. So if you, like me, have already come home to God, but perhaps the going is tough, life has hit you hard, and you're weary, and you're downcast, and you're discouraged, remember that the Israelites have many battles ahead of them as God leads them and helps them to take possession of their new home. And the same is true for us today. Listen again to these marvelous words in Joshua. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Take these words into your heart and draw encouragement and draw hope from them. And as I close this part of the service, I want to leave you with the question that I asked at the beginning. Will you make that journey? Will you come home to God? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your example in Joshua of leading your people out of slavery and leading them through the desert and into a new home. And Father, we thank you that you are still doing that. You are still leading people out of slavery and into a new home. Father, for those of us who have not yet made that journey, I pray that you will draw them even closer. And for those of us who have made the journey, Father, may we continue with you. May you encourage us, and may you strengthen us. And Father, draw each one of us this morning closer to yourself. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.